On the Chof Vav Amud Aleph right now, top of the page. Rabbi Yitzchak, Rabbi Yimi, Rabbi Yosef, and Makshi, they were sitting and they were asking the following question. Taninon, it says in the Mishnah, Ha'ilag Gevel Avodat Tefach, we said that if you have a border that's a Tefach tall, or we said it's a Tefach tall and a Tefach wide as well, so that now it's an 8x8 square, Zorin B'sachar Shlosha Asar, that you can plant 13 plants in there. Shoshakal Gavav Gavav, you could do 3 on each side, so 3 times 4 is 12. Echad Be'amsa, 1 in the middle, for a total of 13. So they asked the Parsha Akasha. Nisni Chamisha, they changed the Gersa from Shisha to Chamisha. Let it say 5 Be'amsa. It was just like we say normally, a 6 by 6 Tefach, little patch, you can plant 5 plants there. So we have 5x5 in there, right? If you're outside the Govel, so why can't you just plant the 5x5, the 5 plants on the inside of the 6 Tzvachim?
Would the 5 be a straight line?
It would be the format, the formation that we originally said in the Mishnah. However it works out, according to the Rash, according to the Rambam, however the formation is in the Mishnah, that's the way it'll be here too. Why is it that it's only 13 and not 5 plus 12 would be 7, it would be 17, right? Am I right? Should be 17. So the answer, Tiftar, Shahagavlam Amatin Shisha, that the fact that it's planted on the borders reduce the permitted planting within the 6x6 patch area. So I'm going to tell you the way it says it over here, but I was just listening to Rabbi Bloom before I go on. And Rabbi Bloom said the pshat is that sometimes the patches, the govels, collapse. And since they collapse, they reduce the size of the area on the inside from being a full 6x6. I don't know where he got this pshat from. I mean, it doesn't say this pshat over here.
Worried about where it's going down underneath the ground? I mean, the fact that it tilts over onto the surface.
Somehow or other, that's going to be might of the area. I don't know exactly. I don't understand why it's a might of the area. It must be because you need that tefach of height in order for it to be a valid break. I'm not sure what it means. Anyway, the English here doesn't learn that way at all. He learns the pshat's like this. Very simple. When you have any plant, you need to have 1.5 tefachim between it and the next plant, and 1.5 tefachim between it and the next plant. So you have 3 tefach circle. So the way he explains it, you actually have to have 3 tefachim from the edge to the middle, 3 tefachim from the right edge to the middle, to going to the left. If you're going to have a plant right there, you can't put a plant right there right next to it because you don't have enough space. So that's what it means. The govel is mamait. That means the govel is mamait, the space within the 6x6 square where you could plant. Because now you've got a plant right next to the edge. You've got to give 1.5 tefach.
Plus the one in the middle is going to go that
so
way.
If you, exactly. So what you have is instead of a 6x6 square, I.e. the govel, you have 1.5, 1.5 on every side, so you end up with a 3x3 square. A 3x3 square, you can only plant one plant. And that's the basically the Gemara's answer. It's a lot more logical than some talking about govel falling apart. I don't know where he got the shot from. Maybe it's in Reb Chaim's, because he only learns with Reb Chaim. So, yeah, I mean, we have to take a look. Anyway, so that's the answer to the Gemara. So the Gemara asks a simple question. If that's the case, let's follow through with the Shita of Rabbi Yehuda. Right? We got it, right? You can't, basically, what the Gemara is saying now is you can't plant more than one it because you've reduced the 6x6 to basically 3x3 available because you need 1.5 from the sides. So the Gemara asks, then how do you understand Rabbi Yehuda? Rabbi Yehuda says you don't have just one in the middle there. You can have 6 in the middle. I think that's what he said, right? If you don't know the Gemara, I'll read it inside. If you're going to tell me that the borders are reducing the inside box from being 6 by 6 to being 3 by 3. But da tanin on Rabbi Huda Omer Shisha Bamsa. That's where Rabbi Huda is going to say you have 6 plants in the middle. How are you going to get 6 plants into a 3 by 3 square space? It doesn't make any sense, right? So that's the question. So the more answers, the kaim nuha. Now remember, this was a question when we read the Mishnah. Is Rabbi Yehuda going on the last case, which is the case of the Govel, or is Rabbi Yehuda going on the Reisha of the Mishnah? The Reisha said, if you had a 6 by 6, you can plant 5. Rabbi Yehuda Omer Shisha, maybe he was just coming to say, no, not 5, you can plant 6. Then he wasn't going back on the case of the Govel altogether, in which case the Gemara has no kasha, because Rabbi Yehuda is not talking about the Govel case. He's talking about the Reisha. So the Gemara tries that out. The Kaimanuha. They tried to solve it. But we're not sure who came up with the explanation. The scholars or Avimi, whoever it was, we don't know who it was. Al Raisha, that this is like saying the Raisha, that Rabbi Yehuda was going on the beginning of the Mishnah, not on the end of the Mishnah. So we no problem, right? But if we're talking about a case with a border, Rabbi Yehuda would be masking with the Chachamim that's going up 13.
How does he fit 6 again?
He holds that the shear, you don't need a tefach and a half. He holds you only need a tefach. That's the way we learned.
So
how do you get six? What was the pshat? No. The reason why we don't remember the pshat was because we learned the Mishnah with the Maskana Sagamar that he's going on the Sefer. That's why I don't have pshat. I'll tell you in a second. So we'll go back and we'll look at the picture one more time. So the Gemara says, "Vin al Reisha, if it's going on the first case of the Mishnah, b'dah tani Rabbiya, Rabbi Yehuda Imer Shmona Aser. Rabbiya has a brisa that's a version of Rabbi Yehuda that he holds that there's 18 in total, which of course is
Seifa.
6 in the middle plus 12 on the outside makes 18, which is the Seifa. So we know he can't be going on the Reisha." So what's going on over here is the Gemara blinds with Akasha. Typical Yerushalmi, just when we're figuring it all out and we think we're good, we don't have an answer. So what's interesting is, before we go any further, I just want to tell you one quick thing. The Rambam in Hilchas Klai and Perek Dalet, Paskins?
18.
He Paskins 18. Unbelievable. Anyway, so the picture.
Yeah.
Let's go back to the Mishnah. All the way back on 24b2. Is that it? No. Let's go 24b1 is better. Yeah, 24b1. So if you take a look at the diagram B, that's the Rashi's shot. You have 6 in the middle. Is that the Rosh or is that Rambam? It looks like he's using Rosh Tor methodology, right? Maybe he's using Rosh Tor methodology. Look at sir, you see how you see it?
Where do you see it? It's that one.
You see that diagram B on 24B1? So you've got 6 in the middle and 12 around the perimeter.
This one?
You gotta have the same pictures.
No,
does that make sense? For those on the phone, we're just pausing while Dolph tries to find a picture in the Hebrew Art Scroll edition. That is like the English Art School edition, and they do not have the picture. So, you have to buy both sets, okay?
here. It's on 24B.
That's what he said.
Oh, 24B?
Yeah.
No, here it is.
Yeah, he does have it after all. Okay, there we go. So that's how you have 18. Okay, let's go on. Mahul HaKriyach Meisrova. Now we're trying to find out Can you clear out an area the size of a base row of Avlos or Vesalka Chamisha Minei Tvua? In other words, just like we said, the Gemara is going to kind of like go through the logic and the answer, but basically what we're saying is like this, very simple. We're saying now that if you have
6 by 6,
that you can plant one, how many, five in the square. So let's suppose you have a base, that's my vegetables. Let's suppose we're talking about a grain field where the shear is not 6 by 6, but base rova, which is 10.2 by 10.2. So can you go ahead and clear out a square like that, and then the same way you could plant five different species in vegetable little patch, maybe you could do the same thing with grain and do five grains, right? So Gemara says, "My emshisha al shisha shalaykin alav dvar tayra." Now the Gemara now is assuming the following. The Gemara is now making a simple assumption, which is that the shear that we keep saying that grain is a base roiva and urukas are 6 by 6. The 6 by 6 is a deoraisa bein biurukas bein bitvua. That on a Torah level there is no distinction. It's a drabanon to require a base roiva. So the Gemara is not going to make a kavah chaimer. Madoch, if by 6 by 6, which if you violated the 6 by 6 and you planted more five species in an area which is less than 6 by 6, or if you planted six species in an area which is 6 by 6, you get malchus because you violated the Torah law. That's the Gemara. Ma im shishal shisha shalokin al dra Torah. Then at omar mutter, but yet you say if you have by your ruckus, it's mutter to plant five species inside that box. So Khan, over here by a base rova, which is much larger, and if you were to violate the din of planting within the base rova when you're not supposed to, it's supposed to be a spacing, right? But if you went ahead and you violated the spacing, and you don't get malchus because that's not the din Torah, Shane Lekin Olav Dvar Torah, Lo Kol Shekein, shouldn't it be a Kal Vachomer? You should be able to put the five species in that box. Okay, so that's inquiry number one. Inquiry number two. Ma'ala kriach mitfilas shisha lihiyos meitzer v'hoylech. Now this is a funny kind of picture. This is what you're going to do is you're going to clear out a 6 by 6 square, right, in a veggie patch, right? So you have field A, field B, and it's two different minim of, what do you call it, of, I think it's two different minim. Is it? It's two fields of different varieties of urukas. So they have to be separated by 6 tefachim. So the question is like this. Do I need to have 6 by 6 tefachim across the entire width of the whole field? I don't mean by 6 by 6 tefachim, obviously. I mean 6 tefachim, one dimension, and the rest of the field also across a straight blank line across the whole field to break up the two urukas. Or maybe I can have the 6 by 6 square, and then I could go ahead and create an extension beyond the square, which would narrow to a point which would end at the edge of the field. That's the question. Can I go ahead and start clearing out an area which is starts off at 6 by 6 in the beginning? With fila, liyas meitzer v'haylach, that should get thinner and thinner as it goes across the field till it reaches a point.
Is there an advantage in that?
You have more field to plant in, right, as opposed to 6 by 6 or straight, as opposed to 6 tefachim across the entire field, right? So Ma again answers the same kind of an answer. Ma im rishah she'avayda pagas ba'avayda. Well, cultivation, we keep saying this language, cultivation meets cultivation, which means that you draw nourishment for its cultivation, such as when five species are planted in a 6 by 6 patch, they clearly are drawing from their nourishment from under the ground, from the same area of ground, because again, they draw from 1.5 tefachim out, so you're going to have two plants drawing from the same cultivation. Atomar mutter, yet you say it's mutter. Kan chain avoid pagas ma avoida. Here, where you have Why aren't they meeting? Yeah, because there's six tefachim, meaning that the six tefachim are, you have a six tefachim square. So at that point, for sure, the vegetables on both sides of the field are certainly not drawing nourishment from each other because they're so far apart. So lo kol shekein, certainly two fields could be planted in this fashion.
The whole thing is that it's tapering off and becoming more narrow, and they're getting closer and closer together.
Yeah. So let's see over here. In footnote 8 he says the precedence. It's footnote 8 on 26b2. Okay. Are you on 26b2? I can't see from here.
Yeah. Two fields separated by 6 by 6, but one point is further to the left.
That's the tapering. Do you see it's tapering? Yeah. Okay. So what he's doing here, he says precedence in footnote 8. He says the following. That you have precedence for this by the wheat field, by the grain field. Because remember, we say the grain field, you have to have two amas between two fields. And yet we said if you had two grain fields, that you could taper off the two amas. You could have two, what was it? A two by, it was two amas by two amas, was it? Yeah, two by two amas area. And then you could start narrowing it out till it reaches a point. As long as you had the two by two amas to start off with, it narrowed out. That we had that earlier. So the same way it worked by the grain field, they want to try to make it work by the vegetable field. One more thing here. Let's see. The mission allows for five species to be planted in a 6x6 patch. And that was using the four sides of, we made it as a trapezoid, right? Now, on 23b, note 1, we said that they draw nourishment for 1.5 tochim. So the question is, l'chara, they'll be drawing nourishment from each other according to that picture. So let's take a look again at 23b, note 1. I want to look at that picture one more time. One second.
How's the trapezoid?
It's really 24A1. I don't know why he says 23. On 24A1, the diagram is clear there. There's a trapezoid there. And you see the squares. You see the measurements, the arrows there. And it shows clearly that you have 1.54 tefachim between the angles of the trapezoids. You don't have three amas there. You have 1.5. 1.5 plus. If that's the case, then you have yinika within the same area, because whatever tefua is on one, is in one trapezoid, it's going to be yonik 1.5 tefachim out, and the same thing for the trapezoid, which is right above it. So those two angles, where you see the arrow where it says 1.54 plus, so right there in that span, in the underground there, you have two vegetables being yonic from the same karka. Okay. And it's fine. So
like
that's.
He said it's all Maris Ayin. I don't understand what the Gemara is
so,
even
so, because the Havamina was because grain is more chomer. So maybe you're more machmer. Anyway, but the Gemara is trying to make, right? So that's what it means. This is basically what the Gemara's Kavachomer is. Ma im b'shasha ein. I'm sorry, avoida pogas b'avoida, if where it is encroaching on a yinika. That's what it means, the avoida, right? And atamar mutter, it's mutter, Kan over pagas va'avodah l'kol shekein. It would over here. Now, what does it mean over here?
Funny.
What's the over here? Let's see.
With the 6x6 that it starts to narrow, I think, no?
Yeah. I'm trying to understand. So how is that? I'm not 100% sure exactly how to explain this limud, because l'chayra doesn't it only explains the 6x6 square. I understand the 6x6 square, but as it narrows, how do I see that? I'm not 100% sure about that.
You're a base rova.
No, what we're talking about now, la'kriyach b'tchilas shisha liyos meitzah b'heilot, that case. Based off is the next case. Okay. Let's just continue a little bit more. In footnote 10, he's trying to explain it a little bit. Concerning the case of the Mishnah, it's permitted to plant the species according to the formation arrangement, although according to that arrangement, the species draw nourishment from common ground along their entire planting area. Because it's between 1.5 and 3 fachim apart, they draw nourishment from common ground. Certainly two fields of Yarakas may be planted in a manner, for in that case, the unplanted area is 6x6 tefachim. That ensures the species don't draw nourishment. Well, that's fine along the whole 6x6, but what about when it's getting narrower, then...
So he says, the Hebrew footnote says that it only goes to, according to the Rambam, the Rosh Torah works. According to the Rosh and the Rosh, it won't work. The square will, the Kamachoma doesn't work. They don't do the Rosh Torah. You see, the Rambam sees the value of Rosh Torah, so this is a Rosh Torah, so that even though the narrow part that you might say that there's Yanika, but there's a Heker here. But if you don't hold Rosh Torah, Gorgeous Tell.
So, what is
the comment? He says the opposite here.
What?
We have the opposite comment here.
Seriously?
Yeah,
well, our whole explanation is only if you don't hold from the Rosh Torah. All right, whatever.
He says it's in the name of the Chazon Ish.
We got to read it carefully, okay? Anyway, okay. Well, let's leave it alone for now. Go back.
Because in that narrow part, yeah. The Zroim are close to each other, so yeah. There's Yanika. That's why true. Is it good?
That's true according to the Rash.
Why the Rash holds
Rosh is the Rash is the one whose picture on 24A. You see the 1.54, but if you, because he doesn't hold from Rosh Torah, but if you hold from Rosh Torah, then b'chalal you don't need the 1.5 every Rosh Torah is within three tefachim or within 1.5 tefach at the anger. As long as you have the Rosh Torah, you don't have a problem.
So that's the Rosh Torah, but I don't know.
What's the Rosh Torah?
When it narrows.
But then you don't have any proof. The Gemara, let me just put it like this. The Gemara says, Kan she'ein avodah, the problem is going to be the same. Kan she'ein avodah pagas b'chavata. What does that mean? Where is ein avodah pagas b'avodah? That's only true within the square at 6x6. But what do you do when you're going to a narrower portion? As it narrows, what do you mean it's not pogas? What's the Gemara mean by that?
So he says, Nikar Abdel Benam.
Snicker already. Okay.
Snicker. Okay. I'm saying, no, the 6x6 is separate. The Rosh Tor is Nikar. So because it starts good, the Nikar is enough.
All right.
That's how he looks at it. I don't know.
Okay, lo tzricha di law. So there's no question that this is permitted. There's no need for this line of inquiry about the two fields of Yarakas separated by a 6x6 tefach area, and it for certainly can narrow, and it would certainly be much of that. The Gemara says that's pasha. What is the question? Mahu l'hakriach with kilas beis roiva liyas meitzav ohelach. What about by beis roiva? What about that, where you have two grain fields, and then you're going to put a base roiva in the start at the insert place. So then, are you going? Does he have a picture for that? I don't have a picture of that.
No.
But I think it's obvious, right, what the picture is, right? That you have the base roiva in between the two wheat fields, and then as it narrows out and becomes a point, right? Same idea. The Gemara thus inquires, the leniency concerning your ruckus, which allows for the 6x6 to continuously narrow, does that apply concerning grain as well? Right? Perhaps, however, this leniency applies only to ruckus concerning grain, which is treated more stringently, which is evidenced by the fact that you require a base rova by grain, as opposed to 6x6 tfachim by ruckus. So is that going to be more chomer, and maybe you won't allow this narrowing? The Gemara answers, again, the same qualifier, ma'im shishal shishashal, like in a lot of Torah, the 6x6, which is Malkus, but you still say, at Amar Mutter, you say that if it narrows, that it's okay, Khan chain like in a lot of Torah, at the base rova point, certainly, there's no Malkus. So Lakol Shekin, certainly, they could have joined themselves together ultimately by a narrowing.
Because the starting point was wider.
Because the starting point is wider. And that's basically the answer to the Gemara.
Okay.
In review, the Gemara concluded with a lenient ruling regarding all inquiries. First, 5 species of grain may be planted in a base rova. Second, 6 tefachim are necessary between fields of urakas only at the beginning, after leaving an unplanted area 6x6. That area may narrow until the fields meet. Third, a base rova is necessary between fields of grain only at the beginning. After leaving an unplanted area of a base rova, it can then narrow until the fields meet. Those were the 3 halachas we covered today. Okay, good. Thank you for joining. Take care, be well.